Hey, good afternoon to you all. It's Ian Stewart. You're on Triple H 100.1 FM. The program is Rotary Matters, and it's really good to be with you again. Now, the idea of this program is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes, the projects, and the people who make up a Rotary. Now, if you ask most people what they'd really like to happen in the world at a local, a regional, or global level, most of them are going to say, peace, please. They don't want conflict. They don't want others to be hurt. They seek harmony and an opportunity to grow, to love and have a family, and to thrive as human beings. Above all, they want peace. They don't want conflict. They don't want others to be hurt. They seek harmony and an opportunity to grow, to love. Above all, they want peace. Now, reminding us of this, there are 250,000 peace poles installed around the world. One of these will be put in place early next year in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And to tell us about it, our guest on Rotary Matters today is the irrepressible, the warm-hearted, generous and inspirational Lucy Hopgood-Brown. No stranger to this radio program, it's an honour to have Lucy tell us about peace poles, how they came about, what they stand for, where to find them, and her plans to install a peace pole in the town of Ikanga, Mapandaka in Equator province of Democratic Republic of Congo. It's a lovely story, and I spoke with Lucy and her colleague who is travelling with her, and she's a GP obstetrician from Taree, president of the Rotary Club up there. Her name is Dr. Grace Marno, and we had a chat a few days ago. So welcome to Rotary Matters today. It's a great privilege to have with us a previous participant on this program. Her name is Lucy Hopgood-Brown. She's the founder of Hand Up Congo, and she's come back to us today to talk about a project that she is involved with to do with peace poles. Now, I hadn't heard of peace poles, but I'm delighted to be able to bring it to your attention, dear listeners. And joining the conversation too is Dr. Grace Marno, who's the president of the Rotary Club of Taree. So welcome to you both. Lucy, where, when, and why did peace poles get going?
Rotary peace poles were initiated back in 1955 by a Japanese, Masahisa Goi, who was so distressed by the World War II atomic bombs that fell on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and killed thousands of people, that he thought it was important to begin developing understanding of peace building. And he is the one who decided to start the Rotary Peace Pole Project with the message, "May peace prevail on Earth."
And so we're talking about a pole. I mean, literally, it's an upright, like a tree trunk or something like that.
That's right. It can be any shape or size, but generally they are about 3 feet high, square, and have plaques attached to them. But it's up to the community where it's put on what it's made from and its actual size and shape.
So where does it tend to get planted or installed? Typically within a community?
Usually at schools, and that is a way to engage young people in beginning to talk about reconciliation, conflict resolution, and peace building matters, but there's no criteria specifically.
Okay, so how many countries do we know of that have put peace poles in, and do you know how many there are that have gone, have been planted?
More than 250,000 Rotary peace poles have been put in countries all over the world. Only a few, though, are on the African continent. It really started in Australia back with our centenary a few years ago, and it was initiated to recognize 100 years of Rotary's service in Australia. And the initial goal at that time was to place 100 peace poles donated by Rotary clubs in 100 schools across the nation. So at this time, there are 250 peace poles have been put in every state and territory in Australia. And in Adelaide, those clubs will celebrate their centenary in 2023. So they're planning to do another big launch of Rotary Peace Poles in schools and other community areas next year.
So do Rotary clubs actually provide and install the poles, or do they provide
the support to, say, a school for them to choose their own design and install the peace pole?
It's probably been initiated most times by local Rotarians in those communities, and they decide where they have community consultation. Perhaps they have a school in mind or another part of the community that they think is an important place to have a peace pole. It's really up to that Rotarian to take the initiative, I think, and then to reach out to community, and perhaps that person's club raises the funds, provides the plaques. But we have a couple of Rotarians who make the plaques for us that say, "May peace prevail on earth," in English and then in whatever other languages the club requests.
Okay, so around the world, there are thousands and thousands of these poles. You'll find them in schools and community centers. And the message on them again, Lucy, is "May peace
prevail on earth."
May peace prevail on earth. What a beautiful inscription. Let's talk about the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where you have a very long history. For those who don't know the Congo, can you just give us an idea where it is, something of the demographics and the economic situation in the Congo?
The Democratic Republic of Congo is in the middle central on the African continent. It's in sub-Saharan Africa. It's surrounded by 9 other countries, and it's huge. It has, geographically, it's very, very big as Western Australia. And it was used to be a Belgian colony. It gained its independence from Belgium in 1960. And it today has a population of 90 million people.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned a moment ago that there are not many peace poles in Africa at all. So what's happening about putting a peace pole at the Democratic Republic of the Congo? And indeed, whereabouts in that vast country would you put it?
Yes, there's not been a Rotary Peace Pole established in the DRC. And there are over 20 Rotary Clubs in the DRC. And I just thought, with all the conflict that Congo continues to have, and it's had many decades of conflict, that perhaps this was something that would be a symbolic catalyst to lead change there. And in this case, in January 2023, Grace Mano and I are returning to Congo, the first time since the pandemic hit the world. And we are taking the first Rotary Peace Pole to plant there. So we're very excited about that.
Okay, so let's bring in Grace here. Grace, you've been to the Congo?
Yes, back in 2015, I joined Lucy and a group of volunteers, and I provided training on a contraceptive implant, putting something there in the arm to stop them falling pregnant, and then also training on bedside ultrasound use. And we went from Kinshasa to Mbandaka, which is the town relevant to the peace pole at the moment, and then also to a very regional area, remote area, Lutumbe, accessible by a 16-hour trip by canoe. That was pretty exciting.
So give us an idea of the town in which your peace pole will be planted. Ikanga Mbandaka. So give us the correct pronunciation. Go on.
Mbandaka is the town. And so Lucy has been coordinating with the Dynamic Rotary Club in Mbandaka, which is the capital of the Equator province. It's populated by 1 million people. And the local club members are talking to local authorities and community leaders to decide where the pole will be best placed. They all want to have the pole in front of their school or church. We only suggested that it be placed in a central area so that it can be a catalyst for the good conversations. So we anticipate a very lively ceremony in January.
Okay, so the fact is that there is a Rotary Club there. And Grace, you yourself are president of a Rotary Club in Taree in the north of the state of New South Wales. You've been there before. You're taking the pole with you. It's been made locally here in Australia. What's it been made of?
Well, we're not taking the actual pole.
Oh,
we're taking the plaques
that are going to be
screwed onto the pole. And we are hoping that we can raise some more funds that will actually pay for the supplies that are needed to build the pole that the plaques will be screwed on. now. It's just because the Congolese are socioeconomically at the bottom of the human development index. So they need help paying for things like paint and labor and screws to put the plaques on with. So we are looking to get a couple of more donors involved, hopefully, to help us cover those costs.
We've been talking with Lucy Hobgood-Brown and Dr. Grace Marno about their plans to install a peace pole in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, this is an initiative supported by the Rotary Clubs of Taree, Blackheath and the E-Club of Greater Sydney. We're going to find out now what the peace poles are actually made from.
And it'll be made of timber?
Well, it's up to them, but yes, that would be the least expensive route that they can take, a timber of hardwood that would not rot too easily in the tropical climate.
So fast forward to January 2023, Lucy and Grace are in this town. You've got the materials with you to affix to the pole that the locals will have installed. Is there some sort of ceremony envisaged, some sort of ribbon cutting? How do you see it playing out, Grace?
I think that we will, it will be a big ceremony, and there we will be asked to say a few words about the history of the peace poles and why our clubs have chosen to participate in planting the first peace pole in Congo, and why Mbandaka has chosen us at the site for the first peace pole anyway, or why we have chosen Mbandaka.
But Grace, you're doing more than helping to install the peace pole. You're using your professional skills as an obstetrician. What do you imagine you'll be doing there while you're over there in January?
In January, Lucy is busy with her community development projects, I will be heading a team as well. Two of us are, there's two Australian doctors coming to train in Kinshasa, and then myself will mobilize a team of health professionals in Mbandaka and help train them on obstetric emergencies, aiming to lower the mortality rate, which is very high over in Africa. We're talking, 250 deaths instead of our 8 per 100,000 mortality rate in Australia.
Okay, so there probably aren't many obstetricians qualified like you.
Not, I'm a GP obstetrician, so a bit in the middle of being a GP and a proper obstetrician gynecologist. But yeah, I think that there are more what we call here rural generalists. They're general doctors, but they play all the kind of they take the role of many specialties in the hospital, because there's not many specialists in the first place.
Well, I wish you both every success. It's such a wonderful idea, the Peace Poles Project. And Grace, for you to ally yourself with this and to take your professional skills with you at the time of the installation is absolutely terrific. Looking further forward, how do you think things are going to change over there as a result of this? Lucy, any thoughts on that?
We hope that the Rotary Peace Pole will be a talking point, something that will get people really discussing with their neighbors, with their children, about conflict resolution pathways to peace. And we're very lucky in that the part of Congo where Grace and I are going, to the country's capital and then to Equator Province, does not have conflict ongoing all the time like Northeast Congo does, where there are thousands killed every week, and which has the largest peacekeeping force in the world based there by the United Nations because of this ongoing conflict. So we really hope that Rotary Peace Pole will be something that will get the community in Mbandaka talking, that will be an opportunity for people to say, what is Rotary? If they haven't seen our Rotary wheel before, if they don't know our slogan and what we do, that they can be asking questions about how they might get involved with Rotary, and that it will be a catalyst as well for people in schools and so in churches to come together and find ways to help their neighbors and help build peace in their own ways, in their own communities.
Lucy and Grace, it's an inspirational project. I do congratulate you. Now, to bring this to fruition, some dollars would help, Lucy. Can you give us an idea of how people might donate to support this project?
Thank you. Yes, we do need about 750 Australian dollars to provide the paint and timber, solar light to keep the Rotary Peace Pole lit 24 hours out of every day. So if anyone can contribute, they can get tax deductibility by going through Rotary Australia World Community Service. And that website is www.rawcs.org.au. Look for Project 20, established 2013-14 on the ROCS website, and donate through that, and you can designate Peace Pole and you'll get a tax receipt.
So they look for Project 20. Is that what they look for? Okay.
Yes.
And they'll find the Peace Poles project, and they designate that's where they'd like their money to go.
Well, when that ROCS project description comes up on their website, it won't say Rotary Peace Poles. But if they designate Rotary Peace Pole in their donation, we'll ensure that the money goes to that particular project.
Okay, well, listeners, this is what you've got to do. www.rawcs, that's rawcs.org.au. Go there, get yourself down to designating the Rotary Peace Pole, and you'll get a tax-deductible receipt for your support. Look, I wish you both very well. It's a wonderful project, inspirational. And Lucy, so typical of Lucy Hobgood-Brown and all the wonderful work that you do in that country. And Grace, it's been a pleasure to meet you too on this conversation. Wish you well in your general and obstetric practice up in Taree. And safe travels to the Congo in January next year. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.